Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Code Talker, a novel about the Navajo Marines of World War II, by Joseph Bruschak, narrated by Derek Henry, and directed by Jenny Selig.
Listen, my grandchildren. Grandchildren, you ask me about this medal of mine. There's much to be said about it. This small piece of metal holds a story that I wasn't allowed to speak for many winters. It's the true story of how Navajo Marines helped America win a great war. There's much that I must remember to speak for this medal, to tell its story as it should be told. I must remember not only the great secret with which I was trusted, but also all that happened to me and those like me. That's a lot. But I think that I can do it well enough. After all, I was expected to remember, as were the other men trained with me. The lives of many men depended entirely on our memories. Look here. The man you see riding a horse on the back of this medal was an Indian. He's also one of those raising that flag there behind him. I knew him when we were both young men. His name was Ira Hayes. He was a fine person, even though he wasn't one of our people, but Akimel Oadem, a Pima Indian. We both fought on a distant island far off in the Pacific Ocean. There was smoke all around us from the exploding shells, the snapping sound of Japanese 25 caliber rifles, the thumping of mortars, and the rattling of machine guns. We could hear the pitiful cries of wounded men, our own Marines and the enemy soldiers, too. It was a terrible battle, but our men were determined as they struggled up that little mountain. On top of it is where Ira was photographed, raising the flag of Nehama. I was at one of those who fought to the top of Mount Suribachi, but I had my own special part to play. I helped send a message about our success, about the brave deed so many Marines did that day for Nehama. Nehama, our mother. That's the Navajo word we chose to mean our country, this United States. It was a good name to use. When we Indians fought on those far-off islands, we always kept the thought in our minds that we were defending our mother, the sacred land that sustains us. Nehama is only one of the Navajo words we chose for places with Bilagana names. South America became Shada'a Nehama, our mother to the south. Alaska we called Behe, with winter. Because we knew that Britain is an island, we gave it the name of Tchotcha, surrounded by water. When we didn't know much about a place, we described something about the people there. So we named Germany Beishbichahi, Iron Hat. And Japan was Binaadaltsose, Slant-Eyed. Sometimes we didn't know much about either the country or the people there. But that didn't stop us. We used our sense of humor and played with the English. The word we used for Spain was Debedini, which means sheep pain. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I haven't even explained to you yet why we made up such names. I haven't told you why being able to speak our Navajo language, the same Navajo language they tried to beat out of me when I was a child, was so important during World War II. It was because I was a Navajo code talker. What was a code talker, and what did we code talkers do? Why was the secret we shared so great that we couldn't even tell our families about it until long after the war ended? You cannot weave a rug before you set up the loom. So I'll go back to the beginning. Pound the post in the ground and build a frame. I'll start where my own story of words and warriors begins.